This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Slave Bride by Pinkcandy99. Chapter 01. The young woman looked in awe at the floors of white marble that stretched across the vast foyer. Two staircases fanned out before her. The walls were very high with large windows that let in the day's sunlight. Giselle stepped forward gracefully, her heels clicking against the glossy floor. Noticing that she was alone in the mansion, Giselle took a deep breath and smiled. She allowed her shoulders to relax as she looked up at her beautiful new home. She spun in a small circle as she gazed up at the huge palace that would be her new home. An elegant golden chandelier hung above. In between the large staircases that fanned out before her, there was a pair of large French doors that lead to the garden. Giselle walked towards them to gaze out of the glass-paned windows. Outside, she saw a beautiful expanse of flowers and trees that framed the backyard. Down the stairs, there was a long, narrow swimming pool in the center of the yard that sparkled in the golden evening sunlight. She laughed at the sight of it. At only 19 years old, she had never imagined such grand luxury could be hers. Her father had congratulated her, saying that her arranged marriage would benefit them both. She hadn't believed him. At the time the comment had hurt her, still, she had always known an arranged marriage would be her future. She only hoped that her husband would be a gentler man than her father had been. The long white curtains were swaying in the breeze beside the tall white pillars over the marble staircase leading to the luxurious pool. The air was filled with the sound of birds. Giselle's thoughts of her father dissipated as she allowed herself to be captivated by her new surroundings. A throat cleared behind her. Startled, Giselle turned around. Her eyes widened as she saw the large man behind her. He was older than her by a decade from what she could tell. It was not what she'd expected. But she noted that despite his stern demeanor, he was very attractive. She imagined that he might be muscular, but it was difficult to know. He was dressed in a crisp suit that seemed to hide most of his figure. She could tell that it had been tailored to fit him perfectly. His shoulders were broad and his hands were large. His presence was intimidating. She blushed, embarrassed that he might have seen her acting foolishly. She had been trained to be elegant, pleasant, and intelligent. Most of all, she had been trained to please her future husband, in any manner he may see fit. Because she knew very little about the man standing before her, she cringed at the possibility that she may have left a bad first impression. Her father had warned her of how detrimental that could be. Thoughts of his punishments swarmed in her mind. She tried to push those memories away, worried that they might make her expression appear unsavory. The man standing across from her allowed his own expression to give nothing away. Giselle had been adept at reading others. Socially, she was very bright and charming. It was most likely what drew the man to her, she thought. Still, she couldn't be sure how to please him just yet. She stayed silent just as her father had taught her. She placed her hands behind her back, waiting for the man to speak. Silently, he stepped towards her. He surveyed her body closely, as if it were a map of places he planned to conquer. When he finally spoke, his voice was deep and husky. Giselle enjoyed the sound of it. His words made her shiver. "It's only fair that you know, I run a strict household. My rules are simple and fair, and they will be followed. After today, you will be expected to follow them well. In return for your obedience, I will give you my trust and I will reward you in whatever fashion I see fit. Do you understand?" Giselle met his gaze. "I understand." "Good." He smiled a brief, but surprisingly warm smile. "Now I have some business to attend to. You'll meet me in the dining hall in 2 hours. My friend will join us there. At that time, we will give you your rules. Until then, you are free to explore the house or the gardens. I see you've taken an interest in them." She wasn't sure what to make of his comment. Curious, she wondered why the man would want his friend to be there when they had only just been married. She was sure that he would want him all to herself. But she smiled nonetheless, agreeing to meet them for dinner. After he had left, she turned to the French door. Looking out at the garden, she changed her mind. The garden would be there for her later. She wanted to explore this new castle of a house. Wandering upstairs, her heels clicked on the floor, creating an echo in the large empty house. Once upstairs, she saw that there was a long hallway. Large wooden doors could be found at either end. They appeared to be bedrooms. She walked halfway down the hall when she noticed a large archway. Inside the room, the floors were now made of a rich, dark wood. Windows lined the one entire wall of the room, making the room very bright. There were soft, colored couches and a massive fireplace. The wall opposite the windows was lined with old leather books. Momentarily, she browsed the shelves. When she was done looking at all of the books in the study, Giselle went back out to the hall. Leaving the closed doors on either end of the hallway alone, she traveled back down the stairway. The archways at either side of the entry hall allows her to go either left or right. She chose to go into the left portion of the house. Through the left archway there was a sitting room. Large couches were placed across from one another with a coffee table in between. A piano was placed in the corner. The large carpet that rested comfortably underneath the furniture appeared very soft. Giselle looked around to see if anyone was nearby. She thought it was strange that in a house so large, there was not one maid or servant. Perhaps her husband had them trained to do all the work out of sight, she thought as she slipped off one shoe. Digging her toes into the plush surface of the rug, she let out a small sigh. She'd never felt anything so soft. Branching off from that room was another smaller hallway that she wanted to explore. However, she noticed that the grandfather clock read that it was almost time for dinner. Giselle put her shoe back on and went to look for the dining room, just as she had been asked. When she left the sitting room and came to stand in the main entryway, she saw there were a set of doors that opened into a medium dining room. When she entered, she saw the high ceilings and extravagant artwork on the walls. There were four chairs around the large circular table. She stood there, as the minutes ticked. She knew she was early, but she didn't want to get lost in such a big house and not be able to find her way back. She was surprised that she didn't hear anyone coming. After a few more minutes of waiting, she took a seat in one of the chairs. She was beginning to feel nervous. There should have been food on the table. There should have been food already prepared on the table. There should have at least been glasses and silverware out. Where were the maids? Giselle wondered. I found her, said an unfamiliar voice. Giselle turned to find a young, handsome man standing before her. His eyes sparkled when he looked at her. He was tall with short, neatly cut hair. Gently he took her by the arm as he helped her up from the chair. He smiled when he spoke to her. Come along, little one. I'll show you the dining room. She wondered at his choice of nickname but followed him through the series of archways and halls that lead to the grand dining room. There was a large sleek table of polished mahogany that stood in the center of the room. Around it were comfortable-looking chairs. Giselle thought it was odd that the two chairs at the end of the table had small red ottomans beside them. She was waiting patiently in the breakfast hall. The man explained it to the gentleman who'd greeted her when she arrived. He turned back to Giselle as he helped her into her chair. No worries, dear, you'll learn your way around soon. Forgive me, but... she said looking back at him. Who are you? The man laughed. I'm Cadence. Your father did tell you why you're here? He explained the details? Her face went scarlet as she looked back and forth between the two men. Yes, but I thought Dash, actually, I told her father that we'd do the explaining when it came to that. He simply told her she was to be a wife. The man at the other end of the table interrupted as he turned to the young woman. I'm Benjamin, Cadence's brother. He and I have decided, together, that you will belong to both of us. Giselle blinked in confusion. She must have misunderstood the men. I'm sorry, but if this is some sort of test, she said with pause as she waited for one of the men to admit it was a practical joke of sorts. To her surprise, Heather man laughed. It's not a test, Benjamin said with finality. His voice was rougher now, but not harsh. His eyes raked over her frame lustfully. Giselle blushed at his look. So, the wife began slowly turning from one man to the other. I am to be your wife as well as his? Well, to be more precise, you will not be a wife to either of us, Cadence said, starting to explain more before he was interrupted. Then why am I here? She said, starting to get scared. I was told Dash, you will serve us as our slave. Benjamin had a devious grin slashed across his face. His eyes were dark. They sent unpleasant shivers down her spine. Today, we will explain the rules and other basics to you so that you will be aware of our expectations for you here. After that, I will keep my word about running a strict household. I told you this when you arrived, but I wanted to let you get settled a bit before we went into greater detail about our needs. Your needs? The woman said, questioning them softly. Though her father had taught her much, she was supposed to give the illusion of innocence. She noticed the look on Cadence's face and thought it was peculiar. She couldn't quite place it, but it seemed like pity or possibly regret. We'll make our own individual needs known to you in private. However, for now, we will discuss the basics of your training as our slave. I will give you time to ask questions, but for now, let us make our expectations clear. All right? Cadence paused, allowing Giselle to nod her approval. Benjamin spoke, his voice was deep. You will address my brother and I as sir, unless otherwise directed. When you need to speak, you will ask permission first. You will do as you are told, when you are told. You will also have certain tasks to take care of during the day. They will be basic tasks, such as cooking and cleaning, but gradually we will give you more responsibilities. You will kneel at either of our feet while we dine, and will be fed only after we have eaten. If you disrespect our wishes and choose not to follow these rules, either I or my brother will have to punish you. Do you understand what I just told you, Giselle? So she was to be treated like a servant, or an animal. The thought made her sick. But what worried her most was his promise of punishments. Her father had disciplined her plenty, and she had thought herself to be free of it. Hesitantly, Giselle nodded her head. Giselle, darling. Don't cry. Cadence said sweetly. Giselle had been so in shock that she hadn't realized she'd started to cry. Cadence stood and walked over and taking a seat in the chair beside her. He squeezed her hand gently, for reassurance. Then he turned to his brother with a stern glance, warning him to be gentle with the woman. We know this isn't what you were expecting, and it must be scary, he said in a comforting tone. But we chose you and we want you to be happy here. Perhaps you would like to eat at the table tonight. We can save the formalities for tomorrow, after you've had a good night's rest. Giselle turned her face to look at him. His eyes were beautiful as they awaited her response. She nodded, looking down at her lap, as if she'd been scolded. Cadence grabbed her chin to force her to look at him. When I speak to you, you will do me the respect of looking me in the eye and answering me. The way he spoke confused Giselle. His voice was stern, but he still sounded loving. She didn't want to make trouble, and she knew there was nothing she could do now. Perhaps, she would try to escape tonight if she saw an opportunity. I'm sorry. She apologized. He kissed her forehead and went to sit down at the head of the table. He called for one of the maids who appeared suddenly, as if out of nowhere. Giselle wondered where they had all been when she was waiting in the wrong room. After a few moments, the maid arrived with her food. A massive plate of meats and vegetables and potatoes. Giselle picked up her fork and pressing it into the tender steak, she looked up at Cadence. Thank you. She said. Her voice had lost all of its excitement. Cadence noticed the change in her mannerisms. She spoke more quietly, as if she were afraid of them. She probably was, he thought. He would have to fix that later. He knew he'd have to address his father's behavior as well. They'd both chosen Giselle, knowing that she was a virgin. Benjamin should have known to break the news to her more gently, thought Cadence. Benjamin looked at his slave, with a growing air of contempt. She would require much more training than he had planned. The way she slouched, almost fearfully, as she ate. The way she spoke out of turn. Still, she seemed delicate and gentle, and there was something attractive in that. He knew that she would have to be broken in. The thought excited him as he watched her rose-colored cheeks and her innocent demeanor and thought of how he would teach her to please him. Giselle sat back slowly after finishing the last of her meal. It had been the most delicious food she tasted. But now she was unsure of how the evening would end. She waited for either of the men to speak. Benjamin looked at her for a moment before speaking. Did you get enough to eat? She couldn't help but to note the irritation in his voice and answered as politely as she could. Yes, sir. Thank you. That was a very good response. He almost smiled at her obedience to his rules. Giselle felt a strange surge of excitement at his praise. Now take yourself upstairs and wait in front of the door at the end of the hall. The one beyond the library. Giselle excused herself. Her legs shook as she climbed the stairs. She knew what was coming at the thought, made her feel lightheaded and sick. When she had first arrived, she'd been so overwhelmed at the grandeur of the place that she'd forgotten what would eventually have to take place. Of all the lessons her father had given her on pleasing a man, he had left this one a mystery. He'd said that he didn't want to spoil her. Giselle walked to the end of the hall, just as she had been told. She thought of kneeling while she waited, that perhaps would ensure he would take it easy on her tonight. Even so, he hadn't told her to kneel. Would he punish her for trying to please him if she did it incorrectly? She put her face in her hands to try to regain her composure. If she allowed herself to stay worried, the night would last an eternity. Better that she just get it over with, she told herself as she tried to take deep breaths. Suddenly, she felt someone's hands on her own and looked up to see Cadence standing before her. He wore an amused expression. Hiding from someone? No, sir. She said quickly. I was just feeling a bit unwell. His hand pushed her hair away from her face as he pressed a palm to her forehead. The concerned glance fell across his face. You do feel a bit warm. Let me take you into my chambers and have you lie down. Perhaps you've had a bit too much excitement for today. With that, he turned to open the large door. Soft blue couches were placed together on top of a large rug by a brick fireplace. Art decorated the walls and there were fresh flowers on one of the bedside tables. The room was incredibly large. The floor was a light shade of wood. At the end of the room, opposite the fireplace, there stood a very large bed with a fluffy down comforter and large pillows. The bedposts were tall and from them hung a large white canopy that could be drawn to keep the light out while he slept in the bed. At the end of the bed, there was a blue ottoman, matching the couches on the other end of the room. Giselle wondered if she would be made to sleep there. She hoped not. Let me show you the bathroom. You'll feel much better after you've been cleaned up. He said, gently placing a hand on the small of her back and leading her to the only other door in the room. The door was smaller than the one that they had used to enter his chambers. But it was the same shade of dark wood that contrasted with all the other light touches in the room. When the door opened, Giselle gasped. There was a beautiful, large, clawfoot tub and on the large marble counter, there were all sorts of soaps and perfumes. Two large mirrors hung above the sinks. The floor was tiled with soft rugs in front of the sinks and tub. The room even smelled delightful. Take as long as you like, the man said, smiling at her response. They'll be waiting outside whenever you finish. With that, he began to close the door, but Giselle stopped him. Sir? May I speak? Yes, of course, he said softly, waiting in the doorway for her request. Am I to sleep here tonight? Giselle said nervously, unsure of how to phrase her question. Will I need to attend to your brother tonight as well? The man shook his head. Tonight you are all mine, Giselle. He bent to kiss her softly on the cheek. We can discuss it in more detail after you've freshened up. There are clothes set out for you in the closet. When he closed the door again, she walked across the bathroom to what she thought was a linen closet. When she opened the door, she found that it was another entire room, almost as large as the bathroom. The walls were lined with fine clothes and accessories. Half was done with men's clothes, the other half was filled with gowns and hats and shoes. The smell of fine leather filled the air mixed with the scent of lavender coming from the bathroom. There in the center of the room was a large island with many thin drawers. When she touched one of them, the drawer popped out slowly to reveal a diamond necklace and earrings. Giselle shut the drawer, not sure of what to think. It was all so much more than she imagined. On top of the island was a plush white bathrobe, next to it was a silky pink nightgown. After her bath, Giselle got out and slipped on the nightgown. It did little to keep her warm, and she noticed that her nipples seemed appeared well defined under the thin fabric. He had not left out any panties or coverings of any sort except the bathrobe, so she just put that on as well. Giselle stole a glance at herself in the mirror and turned to the door. When she opened it, she saw Cadence sitting comfortably on one of the couches. Fire crackled as it cast a warm glow on his face. He looked up, seeing his beautiful slave in her bathrobe. He smiled, charmed by her modesty. He stood to greet her and lead her to the couch.
"Did you enjoy your bath, little one?"
Giselle nodded, then seeing his disapproving glance, she added,
"Yes, sir."
"Good." He smiled. "It'll take some getting used to, all of the rules and formalities, but you're getting the hang of it."
"Thank you, sir."
She blushed, feeling warm at his compliment, despite her discomfort. She fidgeted nervously, waiting for him to instruct her or tell her more about how she would live here.
"You look like you want to ask me something,"
Cadence said perceptively, as he watched her nervously play with the fabric of her robe.
"What is it?"
"Remember that if you need something, you only need to ask permission to speak. I want you to begin practicing that from now on. It's very important to me that you do not keep things from me, especially if you're worried."
"Yes, sir,"
she began.
"I'm just unsure about how what I'm supposed to do. I've been trained to serve one man, not two. I don't think that I really want to serve you both."
Cadence raised his eyebrows in surprise.
"I'm aware that you were not prepared for this situation, but the fact of the matter is you belong to me and my brother now. Come, sit on my lap."
Hesitantly, she did as she was asked. Once she was settled, Cadence continued.
"Your father sold you to us. Legally, you are our property now. And as our shared property, he and I own you in different ways. Benjamin and I will be in charge of your daily training. Both of us will teach and train you in the proper positions and commands a slave must know. We will train you to obey and will teach you manners. In addition to this, I will be in charge of your overall health and well-being. Benjamin will see to your overall obedience and performance, as well as administering any punishments you may need. I also reserve the right to administer punishment, though I don't take the same joy in molding you that way."
He could feel her shaking in his arms.
"What sort of punishments?"
"There's no need to worry yourself with that yet. You've been a very good slave so far,"
he said, kindly stroking her cheek.
"Now the next order of business is who you spend the night with and when,"
Cadence said, changing the subject abruptly.
"You will spend half of our time with me, and half of your time with my brother. So Fridays will be your day to choose, provided that you have been good. You'll spend Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday with me. And you'll be with Benjamin on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Do you understand?"
"Yes, sir."
"Good, you're doing very well addressing me so nicely."
"Thank you, sir."
"Now the very last thing that we need to talk about is how Benjamin and I will own your body."
She gave him a curious look.
"What do you mean, sir? Your father assured us that you are a virgin. Is this true?"
She blushed furiously. It was true, but it felt so strange to admit it. Especially to someone she hardly knew. She spoke timidly.
"I am, sir. My brother and I will each be taking your virginity dash. How can you both dash? Giselle, do not interrupt,"
he said sternly.
"I'm letting you question me now so that you will know what to expect from me and my brother. But you still need to wait for me to finish before you begin to ask questions. Is that clear?"
"Yes."
"I apologize, sir. I will take your pussy's virginity, because that is the piece of you that I own. I will be the only one to touch you there. The only one to tell you when you can and cannot come. Benjamin will take your ass."
The thought of Benjamin shoving his cock into her ass was enough to frighten Giselle. She could feel the panic rise up inside her, clawing at her chest. She shook her head.
"I don't want him to do that,"
she said softly, her eyes pleading desperately with Cadence. He only gave her a sympathetic smile in return and stroked her hair.
"You'll be all right. I've spoken with him already about being gentle with you the first time. He knows what he's doing. Please don't let him do that to me,"
she whispered. Her eyes were frantic and filled with tears. They begged him desperately as she tried to speak as politely as she could.
"Please, sir.
Now, Giselle,"
he sighed.
"That's enough. Go to the library and get a book that interests you."
She got up slowly, and he patted her bottom to nudge her along. Wrapping her arms around her stomach, she left his room to go to the library. The hallway was cold, sending goosebumps all over her freshly shaven legs. She scurried to the library, hoping that she would not run into Benjamin. There was something about him that frightened her. As upset as she was about having to sleep with Cadence, she'd much rather spend the night with him than Benjamin. After scanning the shelves for a moment, she came across a book that had caught her attention earlier that day. Dusting off the cover, she brought it back to Cadence. He smiled as he took the book that was handed to him. But he paused before opening it. His eyes followed Giselle's frame as she sat on the other end of the couch.
"Giselle, there's no need to be afraid tonight. I wanted you to see that I would give you privacy and space if you needed it. You are my property. But I want your first time to be special and enjoyable for you. So if it makes you feel better, tonight I would just like to read to you."
Giselle started to tear up again. Why would he be so kind to her, she wondered. She had prepared herself to lose her virginity tonight, in any case. The idea of Cadence allowing her to not have sex tonight brought her immense relief, despite the dread she felt at the thought of his brother penetrating her tomorrow.
"I would like you to sit closer to me while I read, little one," he said, making room for her, as she slowly scooted towards him. Cadence wrapped his arm around his slave, pulling her close to him. She could hear his heart beating and felt the warmth of his chest against her. He began to read to her. Despite how she'd initially felt awkward, Giselle slowly began to get more comfortable in his arms. His voice was deep and soothing. She could feel herself getting sleepy, her eyelids fighting to stay open as she listened to the ads rolling off his tongue. When Cadence looked down, he could see that Giselle was almost asleep. He read to her a moment longer, until her eyelids had closed, and she began to breathe deeply. She was so beautiful, asleep in his arms. Setting down the book on the coffee table, he scooped her up in his arms. She was remarkably light, he thought as he carried her to the bed. Cadence brushed the hair from her face, and kissing her goodnight, he pulled the covers to her chin and climbed into bed beside her. Giselle awoke the next morning to the sound of Cadence snoring. The bed was soft and warm, and his back was against hers. She hesitated momentarily. Knowing this might be her only chance at escape before she was sent to Benjamin's room, she crept quietly out of bed. Not wanting to wake Cadence, she decided to forego putting on proper clothes and instead went to open the door that led to the hall. To her surprise, the door opened. Giselle was not used to having the bedroom door unlocked. Her father had always made sure to lock her in at night, especially after she tried to run away. She hated to think of what might happen to her if she was caught running away now. Surely, whatever punishment Benjamin would give her would be worse than being locked in her bedroom. She shivered at the thought and headed for the stairs. She looked across the hall at Benjamin's door. Seeing that it was closed, she headed down the stairs. Her footsteps were silent as she ran across the marble steps. When she arrived at the foyer, she decided to go out the French doors. If anyone were to catch her, she would tell them she wanted to see the gardens. When she placed her hand on the door's handle, she held her breath, praying it would unlock. The door opened with a loud squeak that echoed against the marble foyer. She heard Benjamin's voice from nearby and a panic coursed through her entire body. Before she even knew what she was doing, she felt her feet carry her over the steps towards the gardens and towards the open green fields. She reprimanded herself for being so rash. She should have waited. It would have been better to bide her time and make a plan she knew would work, she thought to herself as she tore through a bed of flowers. When she turned her head to look behind her, she saw that Benjamin was gaining on her. Her heart beat faster at the thought of him catching her. He would surely punish her cruelly now. Her only option was to keep running. Giselle, stop. Even from a distance, she heard a distinct panic in his voice. Giselle, stop right now! She didn't. Giselle only tried to run faster through the massive garden area. She was almost to the edge of the yard, when suddenly everything went black. Benjamin ran furiously to catch up with Giselle, once he'd known that she was trying to escape. But she'd gotten too much of a head start across the yard. She'd run right into the electric fence. It was very difficult to see as it was made of hundreds of thin wires connected at posts around the yard. Sometimes they would glimmer against the sunlight, but on a cloudy day like today or at night they would be almost impossible to see. Benjamin had installed it as a precaution, but he had meant to tell her about it to discourage her from trying to leave. He didn't want her to ever touch it. When she collapsed, he felt a twinge of fear. Running up to her, he bent to check her heart. He'd modified the settings of the fence so that the electric current running through the fence could not harm a person dramatically, but he still worried for her. To his relief, she was all right. He picked her up and carried her inside to his room. She was limp in his arms as he carried her up the stairs. Although he was glad that she was now safe inside again, he knew he'd have to punish her for running away. How did she get out in the first place, he wondered. Cadence's style had always been too relaxed to Benjamin's liking, and this is where it got them. Perhaps Cadence would learn to be more strict with his slave when he saw that his laxity which resulted in her getting hurt. He shook his head as he placed Giselle on the couch in his room. He stroked her hair gently. None of that mattered right now. When he was through with Giselle, he was sure she'd never try to run away again.
Chapter 02.
When Giselle woke, she felt as if she were in a dream. Only the throbbing in her head seemed to pull her out of her daze. Thoughts came rushing back her. The French doors, the garden, the shocking feeling as everything faded to black.
"It's a shame," said the voice in front of her. "I really hadn't planned on punishing you on our first night together."
Her eyelids flew open at his threat. Sitting in the large armchair before her was Benjamin. He was sipping a glass of whiskey with a singular large spherical ice cube. Sitting comfortably before her, his legs spread, he took another sip before speaking again.
"Your head must be throbbing right now, so I'll hold off on your punishment until tonight.
Sit up."
Giselle moved slowly. Her entire body was stiff and sore and her head pounded, just as he'd guessed. She thought she might pass out. Everything seemed to be moving too fast.
"Eat."
It was a simple order, but he noticed how long it took her to respond. Worried that she might still be dazed, or worse, he took another sip from his drink to calm his nerves. Giselle hadn't even noticed the tray in front of her. It was filled with breakfast foods. There was sausage and bacon. Plenty of miniature muffins and bowls of fruit. She looked up at Benjamin curiously, afraid that his sudden generosity might be a trick. Without warning, she felt searing pain. Benjamin had grabbed her hair and forced her to stop hesitating before the meal and look him in the eye instead.
"Let me make one thing clear, Giselle. When I give you an order, you do it. I don't want to see you hesitate. You're in enough trouble as it is. So if I don't see you start to make a serious effort to start listening, then you are going to have a very rough time tonight. Is that understood?"
"Yes, sir."
she whispered, frightened by the man before her. His hand released her. Wasting no time, Giselle immediately began to eat. Trying to ignore the feeling inside her stomach, she kept her head down so that he wouldn't see her eyes full of tears. She wondered what time it was, but was too afraid to ask him. She tried to remember to eat politely, as her father had taught her. Sitting up straight took quite an effort on her part, but she thought that her attempt to be proper might alleviate some of Benjamin's anger. Benjamin sat watching her eat as he took another drink. He could tell she was trying to eat slowly, struggling to do so. The young woman before him was delicate and sweet. He couldn't wait to see her innocent, tear-streaked face pleading beneath him. He took another sip, savoring the thought. When she finished her meal, she gingerly sat back. He waited for her to thank him for the meal. When she did not, he sat down beside her. Giselle's eyes widened as he put a hand on her face. He could feel her tremble. She dreaded the thought of what he might do to her later. Even his gentle touch was enough to make her shiver. "Are you forgetting something, Giselle?" She looked at him. "Thank you for my meal, sir." He kissed her softly on her lips. The softness with which he touched her surprised Giselle, but it didn't change the fear that was growing inside her. He was so close to her now. She could feel his strength as he pulled her closer. He moved a hand to touch her breast. He could feel how hard her nipples were through the silky fabric of her nightgown. Giselle shot back out of his grasp. A frightened look covered her face as she scrambled to cover herself. Benjamin looked at her curiously but did not move for a moment. Then he shifted towards her, grabbing her by the arm just as she was starting to get off the couch. "Sit down," shaking her head. "You're going to hurt me," she sobbed, but Benjamin was unamused as he pulled her back to the couch. She drew her knees up to her chest, trying to protect herself from him. "I'm going to punish you," he corrected. "And it will be painful, or else you wouldn't learn. But I won't harm you." He could feel her trembling beneath his hand again. Knowing the power he had over her made his cock swell even more. He moved in closer, encroaching on her personal space as she turned her head away from him. The way she constantly avoided looking him in the eye was starting to irritate him. Normally, he would have already begun her punishment for so many infractions. He hated having to remind her of the rules, but he reminded himself she was new to this. "Look at me," he ordered gruffly, as she turned her face to him reluctantly. Benjamin was giving his slave one last test of obedience, just to see if she would follow orders. "Do not make me repeat myself." Her eyes were full of tears as she struggled to look him in the eye. All of a sudden, her mind was flooded with memories of her father. She had been beaten many times by him. He'd often used it as a tool to teach her. The thought was enough to send her into a panic. Her heart started pounding. She couldn't look at Benjamin any longer, and her gaze fell.
"That's it. Get up," he said. Giselle let out a sharp cry at being pulled by her hair.
He pushed her against the wall so that she couldn't move from under his grasp. With one hand, he grabbed her breast and squeezed the nipple hard, savoring the expression on her face as he pinched harder. Her face contorted into a mixture of confusion and pain. He waited and watched, expecting to see some semblance of pleasure fall over her face. Instead, he was surprised to find that there was only fear in her eyes. When he noticed this, he pulled back.
"I'm going to ask you something and you are going to tell me the truth. Understand?"
She nodded quickly.
"Yes, sir."
He couldn't ignore how beautiful her voice sounded, all trembling and broken up by her sobs. Benjamin could have turned her around and plowed her tight little ass right there. Instead, he paused, allowing her to catch her breath.
"Why did you run away this morning?" he asked. "And I want you to think before you answer. Don't tell me anything but the truth. There's no need for you to get into more trouble, is there?"
"No, sir,"
Giselle said, pausing. She could hear her heartbeat in her ears. She wondered if she were taking too long to respond, but she wasn't sure what to say. She knew that she'd run away because she was frightened and because she didn't want to have anal sex, least of all with Benjamin. She couldn't say that to him, though. Surely this was some sort of trick. Benjamin would beat her senseless if she were to say something like that. She hadn't ever been allowed to tell her father no, and everything he did was to prepare her to serve her husband. She was sure it wouldn't go well for her if she told Benjamin no. Still, she had been ordered to tell the truth.
"I was afraid,"
Giselle stammered, not looking at the man.
"Afraid of what?"
"Afraid of what would happen if I stayed here. Caden said that you were going to make me have anal sex."
Beginning to cry, she tried to continue.
"I'm very frightened of that, sir. Please don't make me do it."
Benjamin took a step towards her, cornering her by the wall as he roughly grabbed her bottom. With his hand, he grabbed the back of her hair, forcing her to look him in the eye again. This time, she didn't dare look away, and Benjamin was pleased with her attempt at obedience.
"When I want to claim your ass, I'll make sure that you're ready,"
he said as he leaned into her, his voice husky and low. Giselle sniffed, wiping her eyes.
"So you won't do it now?"
Benjamin shook his head.
"Now, I told you we had some business to take care of today. So I want you to follow me to the bed."
Benjamin walked across the room to the large bed. It was framed in dark wood with emerald sheets and a dark velvet bedspread. By the look of it, it would be very soft. He sat down and watched as Giselle walked cautiously towards him.
"Kneel in front of me,"
he told her as she began to get on her knees.
"Do you know why you are being punished?"
"I ran away."
"And why was that wrong?"
"Because I..."
Giselle's voice trailed off in thought.
"Because you what?"
Benjamin prompted patiently.
"Because when I was running away you said to stop and I didn't stop. So I disobeyed."
"That's right,"
he said acutely.
Now you are going to prove to me that you can obey. Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
Good. Get up and face the wall. She did what she was asked and turned so that her eyes were staring directly at the wall in front of her. When Benjamin ordered her to take off her clothes, she felt a twinge of fear prickling at the sensitive place between her legs. She looked back at him, but as soon as she did, she felt his hand come down on her cheek.
I told you to take off your clothes, not turn around.
She began to take off her nightgown. Her hands trembled. Slowly, she removed the only piece of clothing she had on. As she covered herself with her arms, she waited for his next instructions.
Put your hands on the wall and don't take them off it until I say.
He waited for her to follow his instructions before he continued.
I'm going to spank you, and you will count each spanking and thank me before I give you the next one. You will have 40. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. There was a pause, and then she felt the familiar sting on her bottom.
1. Thank you, sir.
He stuck her again, harder this time. His cock was bulging in his pants. Benjamin wanted to be inside of her tight little body so badly. He struck her again. He knew it would leave a mark, but he wanted her to learn her lesson. He wanted to bruise her ass so that every time she sat or laid down she would be reminded of him. He did not want her to run away again. He'd only spanked her 10 times and Giselle was already crying. Her voice and her legs were shaking as he struck her. Benjamin could see that her bottom was red already. Though he thought about softening his blows, he decided not to. The pain she would feel now would serve as a reminder each time she sat down. Giselle would learn to obey. She would learn that she belonged to him. By the time she got to 40, Giselle was at the end of her rope. She fell to the floor when she knew she was done. Huddling against the wall, she sobbed. Benjamin was impressed that even in her frantic state she was able to keep her hands on the wall.
You may take your hands off the wall and turn to face me now.
She didn't. Instead, she stayed on her knees trying not to place any pressure on her sore bottom as she held her head in her hands. Benjamin bent down to pick her up. She was too weak to push him away, so he carried her to the bed and laid her on her stomach.
Stay right there and don't move until I get back.
Once he arrived back to the bed, he was relieved to see that she had done as she was asked. He praised her, telling her how he was pleased with her obedience. He commended her for being a very good slave as he gently rubbed her bottom with a cool lotion. When he was finished, he sat beside her on the bed and gently stroked her hair. Giselle laid in the bed motionless. Too afraid of doing something wrong and getting punished again, she either spoke nor moved. She just let Benjamin pet her hair and sit beside her as she cried. All she could think about was going back to Cadence. Why had he let his brother treat her so badly, she wondered. She never should have tried to run away. This was her fault. Benjamin treated her badly because she was bad. The thought brought fresh tears to her eyes.
Giselle. She was surprised at how gentle his voice was. You took your punishment very well. Tell me why you're still upset.
Her eyes slowly looked up at Benjamin. His tall, muscular figure was silhouetted against the window. He watched her face quietly as he waited for her response. He'd given her what she needed. Discipline. Benjamin thought that he'd taken it easy on her. She hadn't even been tied up and he'd only used his hand to spank her. He had told her that he wouldn't harm her, and he hadn't.
Sir?
Yes.
Hot tears streamed down her face as she spoke up.
I'm sorry that I'm so bad.
It was then that he knew he took things too far. Giselle had made a bad choice. That didn't make her a bad girl. She was confusing her actions with her self-worth. That wasn't at all what he'd meant to happen. He only wanted to keep her safe and help her. He bent so that he was looking her in the eye.
No, you're not bad. You made a bad decision, but it's over now. I forgive you. I didn't do that just for the sake of hurting you, and I didn't do it because you deserve to be treated that way. I did it to help you to learn how to be obedient to what I say.
He explained calmly, hoping that it would help her feel better.
Do you understand the difference?
She didn't reply. Instead, she just curled into herself and cried more. Benjamin was distraught at her reaction. He'd never had a slave who reacted this way to a punishment before. He was confused and almost hurt by it himself. He would have to talk with Cadence about this. Maybe he knew of something that would help. Still, Benjamin was sure that he'd made the right decision. There was no way Giselle would try to run away again. Perhaps physical punishments would be too much for her. He'd have to think of some other consequence. Eventually, she fell asleep. When Benjamin saw that her breaths had become slow and soft, he gently pulled the covers around her and left to find Cadence. There would need to be some new rules for Giselle's safety and well-being. Benjamin closed the bedroom door quietly and walked downstairs, hoping to find his brother. When he opened the large French doors that lead to the backyard, he found his brother, sitting on the steps.
Did you punish her?
Benjamin noted the hint of bitterness in his brother's words.
Yes, how?
40 spankings.
Benjamin said, walking closer to where Cadence sat.
How did she take it? That's what I needed to talk about.
He paused.
I think that physical punishment may be ill-suited to her needs. I'm not sure of what approach to take.
There was a moment of silence between the men before he spoke again.
She seems to have taken to you rather quickly.
The sound of contempt in his voice was palpable, but it faded as he continued.
I thought maybe you would have an idea of how to punish her in a way that wouldn't be so detrimental. Some sort of mild, thoughtful punishment, perhaps? How was it detrimental to her?
Cadence asked, turning around. A worried expression crossed his face.
Is she all right?
She's sleeping now.
I don't know. The punishment wasn't anything extreme, but she just crumbled. She told me that she was bad and I knew I'd gone too far.
I was hoping that you could take her for the next 2 days.
I know she trusts you.
Cadence was already getting up.
Of course, he replied. It's my fault. I should have made expectations more clear. She really could have hurt herself on that fence.
I know, Benjamin replied. I just wanted to keep her safe and make sure that she didn't try to run away again.
Thank you.
Benjamin shifted uncomfortably. There was something about the way that his wife called herself bad. The way she'd spoken, as if it were fact, made him worry for her. She was not bad, she'd merely made a mistake and he'd forgiven her. He desperately hoped that Cadence could make her feel better. He knew that if he had tried, it might only make things worse. Cadence left his brother without a word, steaming that he had hurt the poor thing on her first night with him. She must have been so frightened. But he would be there for her when she woke up, to comfort her and make her feel at ease again. He climbed the large marble steps to his brother's bedroom, and opened the door. There he saw his wife laying underneath the blankets, her knees tucked up against her chest. She was so small and fragile. He slowly pulled back the covers, revealing her bare skin, covered in nothing but the nightgown he'd given her earlier. He could see evidence of the spankings she'd gotten earlier. A strange mixture of anger and arousal stirred in him as he looked at her marks. Gingerly, he picked her up, shaking the thoughts of what had just happened. She did not wake even as he carried her down the hall and placed her on his own bed. He made sure to give her a soft pillow and a warm blanket, setting a pair of soft slippers at the edge of the bed. He went to get a glass of water, and when he came back she was awake. Giselle's eyes flashed open from the dream. She was in such a state of panic that she didn't recognize where she was. For a moment, she looked around the large room. The memories came hurtling back at her, pelting her like hail. One after another she recalled the past events. A fresh stream of tears trickled down her face as the door opened. Fearful, she shifted back in the bed, but when she sat on her bottom, she winced. Cadence saw her demeanor and approached her slowly, glass of water in hand. He set it on the nightstand.
You should drink something, Giselle.
He spoke softly, as he wiped a tear from her cheek.
As long as you're in this room, no one will hurt you.
I promise. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be with Benjamin, and if he finds out that I'm with you, I might get in trouble with him. She said fearfully as she started to cry again.
Cadence sat down beside his wife, pulling her close to his chest.
There, there. Don't you worry about that. He and I made a little agreement for today, so you have nothing to be afraid of. He knew how upset you were, and he was afraid of making things worse. He does care for you, Giselle. He just isn't sure how to show you yet. He wants to keep you safe, even if that doesn't seem like what he's trying to do. I promise he is.
She said nothing in response to him, only grabbed onto his shirt.
Are you ready to talk about what happened this morning? Her husband asked.
Giselle pulled away from him and shook her head.
Cadence simply nodded, brushing a strand of hair from her face.
That's perfectly all right. He told her in a comforting tone.
You're going to spend the next couple of days with me. You won't have to see him if you don't want to. But at some point, we do need to talk about the rules here. They have to be followed. Please, please don't let him do that to me again.
She begged earnestly, and Cadence could see the panic in her eyes again. She was shaking as she spoke.
Sweetheart, are you frightened of him?
She nodded.
Oh, darling, he said regretfully. I'm so sorry. Here, take a sip of water and lay down.
She obeyed, and he sat beside her on the bed.
You're not going to get spanked anymore. I'll talk to him. But you will still have consequences. They will be unpleasant, but not painful and not forceful. I'll make sure of that.
It was silent for a moment, then he continued.
I am never to hear that you have called yourself bad again. We all make mistakes. Benjamin's job is to correct you and help you. But you are not bad. Is that understood?
Yes, sir. She was beginning to feel a little better at hearing that there would be no more painful punishments. She took another sip of water.
Now, you've had a lot of excitement this morning. I want you to take a quick nap. Then you and I will find something fun to do, just the two of us.
When he saw the look on her face, he chuckled and added,
something innocent and relaxing.
Chapter 03
The fire crackled before her. The plush cover surrounded her, as she stared blankly. How could she have ended up in a situation like this? All Giselle had wanted was to leave home and create a warm and happy family. At the very least, she wanted to have a husband who would treat her kindly. Now she was the slave to two men. Strangers. They frightened her, with their expectations and punishments. She had only wanted to be safe. Safety was so far out of reach. It didn't matter what Cadence said. Benjamin would beat her even so. She knew that he would. He was mean and cruel, and he liked to see her in pain. Perhaps, he would even be more cruel now. She shivered at the thought. Tears formed in her eyes as she looked into the fireplace. Its embers were glowing. She couldn't take her eyes off of it. She imagined the fire stretching out from the hearth and setting everything ablaze. What did it matter anyway? She meant nothing to either of her husbands, they merely used her as an object of sorts. She was only a means to an end. It would be easy enough to replace her. Giselle shifted in the bed, feeling the soreness that was left from Benjamin's punishment. The feeling brought back memories, not only of Benjamin, but of her father as well. Then she recalled what Cadence told her, there would be no more painful punishments. This should have thrilled her, but it did not. She took a seat beside the fire, feeling its warmth on her bare skin. Her father had not laid a hand on her for 2 months before the wedding. He was almost paranoid about her appearance. It was strange to see her father hold back his anger the way he did. She had never known he could. When Benjamin had struck her, it had been the first time in months. What had been so upsetting to Giselle was the fact she had missed the familiar sting of a hand across her face. Before she realized what she was doing, her own hand was on one of the coals. She pulled back, cursing. She coal had marked her hand, just at the bottom of her palm. She looked at the little pink mark. She looked and looked and didn't feel any better. Why could she not punish herself as her father did? As Benjamin had? When Cadence came back in, Giselle had moved away from the fire to the couch, her burnt hand hiding under the blanket that was laying on the couch. She pulled her knees to her chest, grabbing a blanket to cover herself. Cadence looked at her curiously. Is everything all right? Giselle hesitated. Finally, she shook her head. I was just cold. I thought I might sit next to the fire. The man cocked his head to the side. It seemed warm to him. Nevertheless, he walked towards his slave and scooped her and her blankets up. Bringing her back to the fireplace, he sat on the ground with Giselle in his lap. Brushing a piece of hair from her face, he kissed her nose. Today, my sweet girl, I'd like you to take a bath and get dressed. Then we're going to take a walk in the garden. It's a very nice day today. I believe some fresh air might help you to feel better. Giselle nodded, and after a while, she got up, get her bath and change out of her clothes. It was a slow process. She wanted to extend any time she was allowed to be alone. Even so, she knew that she was wasting her time with Cadence, and that meant she would soon be at the mercy of his brother. Dragging her thoughts away from tomorrow was getting more and more difficult. She closed her eyes, taking in a deep breath. She used the sense around her to pull her back to the moment, to stop the buzzing of worry in her brain. Slowly, she dragged the washcloth over her bare skin. The warmth from the tub was relaxing, she had to admit it. She'd had nothing so luxurious at home. It was this thought that worried her. From this point on, she could not go home. Yet, she could not leave the brothers. If she did leave, who would take care of her? Giselle had no money to speak of, and certainly no one would hire a runaway bride. How she longed to find a man similar to the sort she read about. She wanted, more than anything, to find a loving man, one whose character abounded in kindness and strength. To Giselle, these qualities were similar. It was easy to be cruel. Kindness required perseverance. Unfortunately, men with the kind nature she'd wished for were simply always out of reach. Giselle reached out, touching the hot cloth with her burnt hand. She pulled back. Staring at it, she wondered if this would cause her more trouble. She was thankful that Cadence had not seen it, but Benjamin was more observant. He would notice any painful mark left on her body. Perhaps he would even enjoy it. She shook the thoughts from her head, and after a while she got out of the tub. Putting on her clothes, Giselle opened the door to Cadence's room. She found him sitting by the fire in a large velvet armchair. He was reading and did not hear her come in until she closed the door behind her. His eyes flashed up, a genuine smile crossing his lips. Something about it made her uneasy. Are you feeling better? Giselle replied. Yes, sir. Good, he said. Come, sit. Giselle made her way to the couch to take a seat. No, dear, the man said, gesturing to the floor beside his chair. Sit here. Giselle looked at him strangely, but did what he asked. She sat down on the floor, able to feel the fire warming her body. Her bathrobe was white and soft and plush enough that sitting on the hard floor did not seem bothersome to her. The man began reading. After a while, his hand moved so that he was stroking her hair. It was strange, but Giselle felt herself relaxing. Cadence guided her head so that it was resting on his leg. He could feel her soft cheek pressing against his pants. The thought of taking her mouth made him swell. Instead, he kept reading. He knew that she was severely upset about the actions that had taken place with Benjamin, and that she was likely dreading the end of tonight. He would not make her fear him as well. Darling, he said after a moment's pause. Are you hungry?
Yes, sir.
Would you like me to make you something, or would you like to make it yourself? Giselle hesitated.
Could I?
Of course, would you stay with me? Giselle asked quietly, her voice trailing off at the end. In case. Cadence bent down to kiss her forehead. Let's go, he replied, taking her hand and helping her up. As they approached the door, Giselle felt the intense fear starting to crawl up inside her. She hoped she would not run into Benjamin along the way. Cadence could feel his slave's grip tightening around his hand. He'd been hoping that if she were able to see Benjamin before she had to spend the night with him, it would be beneficial to her. Perhaps, if they could have any sort of causal interaction, it would make tonight less frightening for her. When they'd walked down to the kitchen, Giselle stood in the middle of the room while Cadence picked out various breakfast foods. He set eggs on the counter. They were in a small wooden bowl instead of the plastic carton that Giselle had grown up with. He set vegetables on the counter and got out a cutting board and a knife. Come here, Cadence ordered. Giselle walked towards the man. Together, they made omelets. When the eggs were on the plates, Cadence told Giselle to open the back door to the garden. Let's eat outside. Nervously, Giselle nodded. She went to open the door. When she and Cadence stood outside, she could feel the sun warming her skin. The smell of flowers drifted sweetly from the garden. The blooms were in full view. Giselle was happy at Cadence's suggestion to sit outdoors. After they had eaten, Giselle and her husband wandered through the garden. She was completely taken with all of the flowers and butterflies that filled the vast green yard. Is there anything you need, my love? She heard Cadence ask. I want your life to be happy here. I know you've been dissatisfied, and rightly so. But perhaps I could help. Let me go.
Giselle said, staring at the flowers in front of her. She had not realized what she'd done until she turned around. Cadence's face was a mixture of surprise and disappointment.
You know what will happen then?
Giselle shook her head.
You'll be homeless. You have no formal education, so no one will hire you. You have been married and therefore no man will see you fit to remarry. What would be so bad about that?
Cadence's response came quickly, furious at her disrespect and her inability to see that they were all stuck in this situation. Her father had promised a young slave bride. Giselle clearly had not been trained as a slave, but they had paid for her and taken her in nonetheless. They could not get rid of her. It would place her in an even worse situation. None of this was her fault, in the first place. She didn't seem to grasp what would truly happen to her if she left. She would be faced with many men, and they would treat her much worse than Benjamin ever would.
How could you be so sheltered from the world as to not know what will happen to you outside these walls?
Cadence thought aloud. He came very close to his slave, shaking his head.
You foolish little thing. Don't you know what will happen if people find out your husband sent you away? If they find out you ran away?
Giselle looked at him curiously.
They'll see you as a whore, a treacherous woman not deserving of respect. They'll hurt you, Giselle, in more ways than one, and worse than Benjamin ever would. Why do you think we built the fence in the first place? Perhaps, if we'd been able to come to a different conclusion before you married us, you could live somewhere else and make a life for yourself. Still, it would be incredibly dangerous for you.
Giselle's thoughts flew back to her father's home. She recalled his strict rules. She was to be home no later than 5 o'clock each day. She was never to go into the city alone. She was always to lock the doors. The list went on, and perhaps there was more to his rules than she thought. Growing up, she had not been allowed to go to school. Her father had warned her about it, saying that there were too many predators, too many young girls being taken. The news was always full of stories about sexual violence. Her choice to run away was desperate and reckless. At the same time, there was hope in not getting caught. She could live running and hiding, but if she stayed here, there would be nowhere to turn. Did Cadence seriously think she was ignorant of the way the world worked? She was fully aware of its cruelty. Her own mother had been abducted from their home when Giselle was only a young girl. Her own father had used her as a replacement of sorts for the wife he'd lost. Now, she was married to two men, one of them a cruel monster, much like her father. Of course, she could never tell Cadence any of this, nor his brother. They would only see it as disrespect and punish her in some way.
I was foolish and reckless for running away. Thank you for letting me stay here.
Giselle's eyes were filled with a fire Cadence had not yet seen.
But I have never been sheltered. I thank you kindly to not make assumptions about me.
Cadence furrowed his eyebrows.
I'm sorry, my love, I didn't mean to upset you.
Please, let's just keep walking. He placed a hand behind her back and guided her on through the flowers. She was surrounded by beautiful butterflies and the many colors of the various blooms in her husband's yard. Still, none of it could stop the sadness from growing inside her, like a weed, choking up any bit of life left inside her. She was utterly trapped, and she always had been. Tonight she was headed to Benjamin's bedroom whether she wanted to or not, praying that he would be kind to her. Dinner was silent. She ate quietly, in between the two men.
They sat opposite each other, one at either end of the table. She looked at neither of them.
I think it's time you head upstairs.
Her head snapped up at the sound of Benjamin's voice. Nervousness coursed through her veins, turning her body to ice. Her fingers began to tremble as she set down her fork, never taking her eyes off of his. Wordless, she pushed her chair out and left the table. Her footsteps echoed in the hall. They only stopped when she reached his door. It was heavy when she weakly pushed it open. She took her time walking inside. She did not close the door behind her. Over her shoulder, she could see the door to Cadence's room. As much as she thought she would have liked to stay there, she was no more comfortable with him than she was with Benjamin. She sat, perched on the edge of the couch, unsure of what to expect whenever her husband did walk through the door. Finally, he entered. She looked up at him, not knowing if she should get up to greet him or stay where she was until he instructed her to do otherwise. She opened her mouth to speak, but he cut her off. Closing the door behind him, he walked close to her and bent down on one knee. He was eye level with her now. She was petrified. But his voice was soft and calm when he spoke.
Let me speak first.
She nodded.
I frightened you before,
he said, touching her gently on the cheek.
Please, know that I had not intended to hurt you in the way I did. Cadence should have tried to make things more clear for you, but it is very dangerous outside. That's why we have the fence. It's strong enough to hurt any unwelcome visitors, so I knew it would hurt you. I should have explained all of this to you, but I was under the impression that you were trained in ways you haven't been. Cadence said that you too had been expecting a slave. That my father had told you'd been trained as one.
Yes, that is true.
But you certainly are not. I don't intend on forcing you to become something that you aren't. We shall have to wait and see. For now, please, accept my sincere apology, Giselle.
Giselle was taken aback. She had expected him to be cruel, but he was speaking and acting so gently with her. The way he made his voice quieter, the way his hands touched her so gingerly, she wondered if this was a trick. Hesitantly, she nodded. It was not a trick. She saw him close his eyes momentarily and bow his head as he stood. He took her by the hand and brought her to one of the windows. Drawing back the large curtains, she could see there was a glass door that led to a balcony. Giselle looked back at him in surprise. When Benjamin opened the door, she flew out the railing and leaned against it, feeling the last bit of sun on her face. She was up so high and could see the entire garden from here.
Beyond the garden, there lay the forests. She could feel herself plotting escape again, and for some reason the thought made her feel guilty this time. She ignored the guilt seeping into her mind like rain through an old window sill. This was a momentary gesture of kindness, she told herself. It wouldn't last. I thought that maybe we could talk up here, Benjamin mentioned from behind. Would you like that? She nodded, turning back to him. They each took a seat on one of the chairs overlooking the horizon. I have always liked to be outside when I am feeling upset or lonely, and I thought that perhaps you'd like the same.
I do.
There was a moment of silence between them. I need this marriage to work, Giselle. He paused again. So I am going to ask you for something. She waited, silently, for his request, unsure of what it would be. I need you to communicate. At the very least, I need to know that you will tell me the truth about what you are thinking and how you are feeling. We are both in a situation that we did not intend. But the fact of the matter is, you belong to us now, and I am going to keep it that way. I do want you to be happy, and what happened last time we were together has nearly made that impossible, I'm afraid. Still, I'd like to make sure that you are content here. If you feel that I am not content. Giselle wondered aloud. Will you let me leave? Giselle, you must know what happens to unmarried women. Especially young women, without jobs. I could never dash. He cut himself off when he saw the look on her face. I'd much prefer if you were able to stay here. Giselle turned, disappointed and confused. The pale pink sky was turning dark and soon the stars were above their heads. She stared at their beauty. In her home, she had never been allowed to see the real stars. She'd always been inside by the time it was dark. Now she was surrounded by so many twinkling dots above her in the black night. It was such a sight, she couldn't help but smile. Benjamin noticed the way her demeanor had changed since dinner. He hoped that he had made the right choice to apologize to her directly, before anything else. All day he'd wondered if it would be possible to salvage any trust. Certainly there had been none in the beginning. How foolish he'd been to trust her father's word without making sure on his own. He'd been a fool to jump straight into things and let himself take control of her so quickly. He wished he never had. The beautiful creature in front of him was filled with a curiosity that he found endearing. Although her disregard for rules had bothered him initially, it changed when he realized that she'd never been trained in the first place. His wife did not follow rules, because she did not know them. He couldn't fault her for that now that he knew the truth about her. And he would not try to impose rules upon her yet. Not until she had shown to him that she welcomed his guidance. Until then, his job was to get to know her.
Chapter 04
After a while, Benjamin could tell that his wife was getting sleepy. She had a long day, and was no doubt very tired and emotionally drained. She'd begun to doze once or twice that evening. The way she couldn't keep her eyes open as she reclined in her chair told him that she'd had enough.
Are you tired, Giselle?
Her head snapped up as she blinked.
Yes, sir,
she said after a moment.
You don't have to call me that anymore.
Giselle gave him a curious look.
That title is earned. Or at the very least, it's used by someone who knows its meaning. At any rate, I certainly have not earned it with you. You can call me Benjamin for now.
Giselle said nothing. But when Benjamin told her to get into bed, she did just that. Crawling onto the large oak frame, she nestled herself in the covers. Benjamin shut the glass door as he came back from the balcony.
I'll let you get settled as I read,
he said, taking a seat in the large velvet armchair. The fire crackled behind him as he thumbed through the pages to find his place. He'd chosen the book strategically. He knew well that it mirrored some of the events that had taken place in his home. He thought she would identify with the characters and would take some comfort in that. He thought perhaps she would ask him to read it to her. At the very least, he'd thought it a good conversation starter. Benjamin tried to appear pleasant as his wife drifted to sleep. He'd wanted to talk more with her, but he could see her straining to stay awake. Finally, he could see her expression change to a more relaxed look, her mouth parting just slightly as she drifted to sleep. He let her rest there, undisturbed for another moment. Her beauty was striking. He'd never laid eyes on a more beautiful creature. Her slender wrists and dainty hands folded underneath her rosy cheeks. She had a beautiful complexion. A lovely sight she was. More than that, she seemed to always surprise him. Her reactions were hard to predict. He never knew just what she was going to say or do, and it was an exciting challenge to Benjamin. Part of him wished to not tame her spirit at all. Yet, more than anything, he wanted someone to serve him, and he wanted to serve her in return. He wanted to provide her with everything she needed and give her life structure and meaning. Before he could know how to help her, he needed to get to know her. He needed to know more about her past. He needed to know how it influenced who she'd become, and what she wanted most in the world. When she awoke the next morning, Benjamin was in the bed beside her. He was sleeping peacefully. Giselle scooted away, careful not to disturb him. She rolled over so that her back was facing him. After a moment, she sighed and got up. She tended to the fireplace and then sat in the chair, curling her feet up in order to avoid touching the cold floor. Her eyes peered at the flickering flames that danced in the fireplace. She thought back to the night before and felt the burn mark still on her wrist. Why she had been compelled to do it, she could not say. Something just came over her, an overwhelming fear, or perhaps it was the gnawing feeling of helplessness. That was one thing about living here. She was never cold. The blazing fire in every bedroom kept her warm and cozy. It was so unlike her father's home, drafty and wet from the snow that melted and dripped through the windows and ceiling. There she'd slept in the small full-size bed.
She'd shared it with her father after her mother had been taken from them. She shook her head at the thought, turning to see the man in the bed. It was not so different, she supposed. Something inside her felt guilty at her thought. Benjamin had been kind to her. Still, it wouldn't be long until he was taking advantage of her again. She thought about leaving to get breakfast, but she wasn't sure if he wanted her to leave the room. She thought about taking a bath but didn't want him to come in on her. Unsure of what to do, she waited for him to wake up. It was hours later when he finally stirred in the bed. Groggily, he sat up and looked at her. As his eyes caught a glimpse of her, she saw him smirk. Giselle was setting down his book, laying it on the couch beside her.
What did you think?
He started.
I'm sorry? About the book? What do you think?
Giselle paused unsure.
I enjoyed the characters and the plot was intriguing. I just didn't really like the ending.
She said, gambling on the truth.
Why not?
At the start, the man has a specific goal in mind, and by the end he's completely changed course and isn't even pursuing it anymore.
What was the point? Don't you feel he learned his lesson and changed?
I think his decisions were strangely out of character, and that the change didn't seem authentic, or earned. Benjamin nodded, still taken back by her observations.
I can see why you'd say that. I have some other books if you'd like to take a look at them. They're somewhat similar stories, but you might prefer them. Why don't we go make some breakfast and we can bring it in there to eat while we find something for you to read?
Giselle was confused. He was being strangely kind to her. She was wondering when it would stop.
Yes, I would like that.
She paused.
Thank you.
Once they were in the kitchen, Benjamin helped Giselle to find everything they needed. He pulled out a large tray and two teacups with saucers. The sweet scent filled the air as Giselle sliced oranges on the cutting board Benjamin had given to her. She placed them into a bowl with grapes and strawberries.
Do you know how to make eggs?
Benjamin asked as he buttered the toast in his hand. His voice was soft and seemed to have lost his commanding tone. The question seemed a bit awkward to her, if anything.
Yes.
She replied, not really looking up from her work, as she made coffee for the both of them.
I'm not too good with poached eggs, though.
Why?
I thought we could make some, if you'd like.
He said.
How do you prefer yours to be done?
Boiled. She said.
Please.
There was a moment of silence between them. Giselle was unsure of how to feel and there was a strange tension in the room. She wanted to turn to look at the man. Even so, she was afraid of doing something to offend him or to give him reason to treat her differently. She could feel her fingers tremble.
How do you take your coffee?
Benjamin replied.
Black is fine, no sugar.
After another moment of silence, he spoke.
Giselle, please look at me.
She did.
I'd like to make you feel comfortable here. Maybe you could tell me about yourself? There's not much to say, really. I'm sure that's not dash, you know. I don't understand why you're trying to appear nice when you just want to keep me trapped here.
The thoughts flew out of her mouth. She'd hardly processed what she'd done until after all the words had been spoken. Her eyes were wide. She hoped that it would not make him angry enough to punish her and break his promises. He said nothing, surprised and impressed by the acuteness of her comment. Even so, he was hurt that she found him to be disingenuous. He walked out of the room, leaving his tray behind. Giselle listened as the footsteps faded. Relief washed over her, only to be pushed out by the doubts that crept back into her mind. Perhaps, he'd only left to get something with which to punish her. She fidgeted. Standing there in the kitchen, she waited silently for him to come back. Minutes passed, and she began to wonder if he would come back. Certainly, she should not have chased after him. And why would she? She was right after all. He had no right to keep her here. If she wanted to brave the world outside, then why would he not let her? Benjamin walked as calmly as he could to his brother's room. Knocking on the door, he waited for a moment before entering.
We need to talk. What's the matter?
His brother asked, looking up from his work.
We need to tell Giselle, Benjamin said. About the book. That is out of the question.
Why?
You know exactly why.
Benjamin rolled his eyes.
She deserves to know that she has a choice in this. If you don't tell her, she's going to run away again and then we'll have ourselves an even bigger mess.
She won't run. You made sure of that. Benjamin felt sick at the recollection. He couldn't see anything but her sad, crumpled body leaning against the wall. He wanted to kick himself for it. Cadence continued.
If you tell her she has a choice, do you really think that she'll choose to stay? If we tell her what we're protecting her from, yes. She doesn't know anything about how it works. I don't know how her father managed to keep her in the dark as much as he did.
No.
Benjamin. We already talked through everything. That was before we knew she was completely untrained. There needs to be new rules.
Cadence, she has no idea what'll happen if she leaves. The concern in his voice was palpable. Cadence knew his brother cared deeply for their slave, but his mind was made up. They would keep the book, and all it entailed, a secret from Giselle. She would stay, and she would know no other choice. Benjamin was filled with dread. He knew how badly his wife wanted to leave. He also knew that once she left, she could be claimed by any other man. There were men who crawled the streets, looking for someone young and beautiful like her. It would be no time at all before someone would snatch her up and force her to belong to them. Benjamin knew that they would treat her as a disposable object, never knowing that she held inside her the perfect combination of sweetness and fire that could light up an entire room. Her beauty and kindness would be wasted upon them. Benjamin wondered if it wasn't a waste on his brother as well. Once she belonged to another man, either Benjamin nor Cadence would be able to take her back home.
Giselle would be the property of whatever man found her first. If someone did take Giselle, Benjamin and Cadence would be in violation of their promise to protect her, and would receive their own punishments. If they sent Giselle home, it would dishonor her father, and it would only make her unattractive in the eyes of good owners. He closed the door to his brother's room. The door clicked shut. Benjamin's footsteps paced the floor. He was torn between his conscience and his agreement to make decisions about Giselle with his brother. He could feel his heart beating faster at the thought of dishonoring his agreement with his brother. Yet he felt sick when he thought of keeping this secret from his wife. She was so curious and intelligent, surely she would find out he was hiding this from her. Finally, he decided that if his goal was to get Giselle to trust him, he needed to prove himself trustworthy. After breakfast, Benjamin had taken Giselle to the den to be alone. He opened the book, flipping through the pages. There, written on the paper, were the names of many men and women. Each list followed a similar pattern. The man's name was followed by the woman's name. Each woman had signed to indicate that they would belong to the man. Some men's names were followed by a long list of women, others had only one or two. At the very end of the list, both brothers had signed, yet Giselle's signature was nowhere to be found.
What is this?
It's a tradition. Wealthy men will often keep a book like this to pass down through the generations, Benjamin explained.
Why is it a secret?
Your father sold you to us, Benjamin began.
So my brother and I have written our names here in the book to show that our intentions are to protect and honor and keep you. You, on the other hand, have not signed to say that you belong to us. It's a decision that you must make of your own free will.
We'd expected to have a wife who knew what it meant to be a slave, and we had planned to have you sign the book as soon as possible. As it stands, you are not legally bound by anything to stay here. But I urge you, Giselle. Please stay.
So, you're telling me I have a choice now?
Yes, but there are consequences either way, and I'm afraid they aren't very fair to you.
As Benjamin explained the consequences of leaving, he could see a range of emotions in his wife's eyes. She had displayed an excitement that she failed to suppress after learning that she might obtain freedom. He hated to see how with every new bit of information she grew less and less enthralled with the idea of leaving. It was as if she were a bird in a cage, and he had only now put the lock on the door. Before, she had not even known that there was a door. Yet, now, it somehow seemed as if he were being even more cruel to her, telling her she had freedom and yet could not choose it. She sat quietly. The den was cold, and she wrapped the blanket around her slumped shoulders. Without knowing what else to do, Giselle began to cry. She felt helpless and small. Her fate was at the mercy of those she'd been sold to, and she had no idea what sort of men they were. Benjamin shifted closer to her on the couch. I'm very sorry that I had to tell you this. I wish there was a way for you to be happy here. Contrary to what you may think, I don't enjoy seeing you sad like this, Giselle. He paused.
Perhaps you would like your own room? I couldn't control where you sleep on the nights you are with my brother, but if you'd like, I can arrange for you to have your own room on the other nights.
You would do that? Giselle said, wiping a tear from her cheek and looking up at him.
Yes.
He smiled. I could even make it look a bit like yours from home if that would comfort you.
No.
Giselle said quickly. I just have never had my own room. Benjamin thought this comment strange, but he didn't think it polite to pry, especially when she was already upset.
All right. He said, gently rubbing her back.
What sort of a room would you like? Something elegant? Or maybe something modern? I'm not sure. The attention and kindness he gave her was overwhelming.
Well.
Benjamin paused. What sort of things do you like? Giselle pondered the question. There had never been much free time in her day. She did value the time she had alone. In her father's house, she had always longed for a nice clean bathroom. She had hoped for curtains and doors that locked, but she didn't want to mention any of that now. She held her hands in her lap, thinking. I would like it to feel less grand, if at all possible. She said. And it would be nice to have my own bathroom. Benjamin smiled. His wife was so pleasant and humble. Of course she would not ask for much. Then again, perhaps she was afraid to ask him for much of anything. He shook the thought from his head. Maybe you could make a list of some items you'd like, furniture, bedding, flowers, that sort of thing. I can arrange to get them for you and have the room ready as soon as possible. Giselle nodded.
Thank you, Benjamin. Chapter 05
The door opened to reveal a beautiful room. It was much smaller than her husband's. Warm colors flooded the room, making it seem cozy. There was a fireplace in the corner, a large bed with burnt orange and dusty pink pillows on the opposite wall. On top of the bed was a soft, fluffy, ivory comforter. The small table beside the bed had freshly cut flowers, yellow and pink petals and bright green leaves in a small white vase which lay beside a small leather-bound notebook. There was a bearskin rug on the floor as well as a small, empty bookshelf. The door that leads to the bathroom was open. Giselle walked through it to find a small copper tub as well as a toilet and sink. There was a large dresser with a mirror inside as well. It was filled with soft towels and new clothes. There were scented soaps and candles on top of the dresser. Giselle smiled at the thoughtfulness that Benjamin had displayed towards her. He had remembered each of her favorites. There was lavender, and lemon, and cinnamon apple scents as well as rose and vanilla. She had never seen so many nice things. And they were all hers. She smiled sweetly as she ran her fingers over the cold glass bottle of pink bath salts. What a lovely place he had made for her. Benjamin stood outside the door to her room. He tapped his fingers nervously against his crossed arms.
The room he had worked so hard on was now being inspected by its owner, and he was hoping that he had made choices that would comfort her and make her feel special.
"Do you like it?" he called after Giselle from the bedroom. After a moment, Giselle walked to where he was standing and smiled.
"This is the most wonderful gift anyone's ever given me. Thank you so much, Benjamin. I've spoken with Cadence, and we agreed that the room is to be yours alone. No one is allowed to come into your room unless you say it's okay. But Cadence will be allowed to tell you to come outside. And what about you? If you want to be alone, then I won't expect to see you until you're ready."
Giselle nodded, somewhat dissatisfied that she could not hide away forever in the room.
"Thank you, of course. I'm going to take a walk in the gardens. Would you like to stay here?"
Giselle hesitated, but decided that the room would be there for her when she was finished with her walk. Slowly, she nodded her head.
"Yes. You may stay here if you rather, thank you, but I would like to accompany you," she said, following him through the door and closing it behind her.
Outside, the air was warm and sweet with the scent of flowers. She could hear, in the distance, the cheerful chirping of various birds as they sang happily in their trees. The gravel crunched underfoot as she walked along the path.
"I am very pleased that you liked the room, Giselle," Benjamin said without looking up from one of the flowers. "I know that you were unaware of what would happen to you here and that you had not been trained to live as a slave. Still, you must stay given the other option. I know that staying would be a difficult choice for you," he said, meeting her eyes. "I do not take it lightly."
When he looked up, he saw Cadence walking towards them and added quickly,
"But no more talk of that. Do not breathe a word of this to my brother."
Giselle's heart pounded at the thought of having to keep the secret from one brother. Her thoughts were interrupted by the sound of Cadence's voice. She knew that if she was not careful, he would suspect something. And tonight she would have to spend with him, alone. The thought made her stomach turn. She was no longer sure that his pleasantries and demeanor were authentic. After all, it was Benjamin who told her the truth about her position. Even if Benjamin had pleaded for her to stay, it still seemed to be a kinder gesture than Cadence's secrecy. Giselle greeted him as calmly and normally as she could. His footsteps were loud, crunching against the gravel as he walked towards his brother and their slave.
"Are you ready to come in for dinner?"
he asked them both. They agreed, and Giselle accompanied her owners back to the house. The meal felt long. She could hear the ticking of the clock in the next room. Cadence has asked her to kneel beside him while he ate. He took his time. Giselle could feel her legs and feet begin to tingle uncomfortably. She shifted slightly, then shifted again. Her master took notice of her posture. There was something delightful in her discomfort. Cadence put a hand to her shoulder. Only a short while ago, she would have found this comforting. Now it felt like a threat. Her heart pounded faster. She had never been a very good liar. How would he react when he knew the truth? No. She would keep up the game. She would not allow him to find out. That night she waited for Cadence in his room after dinner. Her owners usually spent some time drinking and talking alone after they ate. She knew he would arrive soon. She sat curled up on the edge of the couch. Her heart was pounding, but she tried to take deep breaths. She had just gotten out of the bath, her hair still slightly damp and fresh with the scent of lemon and flowers. The fire kept her warm even though she was only wearing a silk nightgown and soft robe her master had given her. The door creaked open and her head snapped in that direction. Cadence walked in quietly, smiling to himself. His eyes met hers. They seemed warm and inviting. Still, she hesitated to speak.
"How did you like the room?"
"Benjamin did a wonderful job, sir."
"Benjamin?" he said slyly.
"Sorry, sir."
He gave her a strange, disapproving look.
"I wanted to let you know that on your nights with me you are still to stay in this room. You will not leave without permission. Is that clear?"
"Very clear, sir,"
she said sadly. He took a seat beside her.
"Come, sit on my lap."
She did as she was told. Her skin felt cold, covered in goosebumps as he stroked her arm. He began to kiss her lightly, his hands moving along her waist and up to her breast as they teased her nipple. She felt such a strange mix of nervousness and excitement that a soft moan escaped her lips. Cadence smirked down at her and touched the place again. Giselle closed her eyes. For a brief moment, her fear melted away and was replaced by pleasure. This was nothing like how she felt at home. Her father had taught her many things about a man's pleasure, but he has never made her feel this way. The thought of her father seemed to bring all the pleasurable feelings to a halt. Her breath hitched, and suddenly she felt nothing pleasurable at all. There was just the sensation of lips pressed against hers. Cadence pulled back, looking into her eyes.
"Giselle?"
He was curious about her past. Slaves were typically trained with various people for different tasks based on what they were being sold for. However, Giselle had never been properly trained, meaning that it was very possible she had never seen a man naked before. Cadence wanted to go slowly, making sure that she was comfortable. Sex would never be a situation where he would enjoy watching her squirm in discomfort. That was his brother's thing.
"Have you ever seen a cock before?"
Giselle hesitated. Memories flashed before her. They made her feel sick. How could she answer? Did she tell the truth? If she lied, then what was the point of practicing for all that time?
"Giselle?"
her owner repeated.
"Yes, sir."
This took him aback.
"What? I am sorry if that displeases you,"
she said shakily, trying her best to avoid eye contact.
"But,"
Cadence said,
"Giselle, your father assured us that you were a virgin. Is that not true?"
"It is true,"
she said, quickly looking him in the eye so that he could see she was being earnest.
"He never forced me to have sex with him."
Cadence looked at her for a moment.
Who never forced you?
There was a beat of silence between the two.
My father.
Cadence shifted so that Giselle was sitting at his side. She could not identify the expression on his face. He was quiet for a long time. Finally, he looked at her.
Your father, what did he do?
After a moment of silence, Giselle tried to speak. But there was something that prevented her voice from working. It was as if her chest had run out of air. Her ribs felt tight like they were shrinking around her heart, painfully squeezing all of her organs together. Cadence saw how her face paled. Her breaths became shallow and fast. He had never witnessed anything like this. She was not responding to her name, except to start crying. Uncertain of what else to do, Cadence called on his brother. Together the men knelt beside Giselle. Benjamin placed a hand on his wife's and gently started stroking her hair. Cadence got a blanket and wrapped it around her shoulders. No matter what they did, Giselle's response was to cry and hyperventilate.
Go get her some tea and a small snack. I'm going to try to calm her breathing,
Benjamin said strictly. Cadence left immediately to do what he was asked. This was all his fault. He had no idea the question would bring on such a strong response. What had her father done? How had he mistreated her? How long had it been happening? He would not bring it up again, not until she did. Benjamin calmly took a seat beside his wife and pressed his head to hers. He repeated her name until she looked into her eyes.
That's my good girl. He praised her. I want you to try to breathe with me. Let's try that.
Her sobs slowly began to fade as her breaths became normal again. When she was done, he could see how exhausted she was. He pulled her into his lap and she fell heavy against his chest. Cadence came through the door holding a warm teacup and some crackers on a plate. When he saw Benjamin stroking his slave's hair, he immediately sat beside them. Drink this, sweet girl. He told her, handing her the cup. Her hands shook as she held it, but he wrapped hands around hers to help the cup to her mouth.
Are you tired?
Benjamin asked, pulling the blanket over her. Giselle nodded, a few tears still falling from her eyes. Cadence wiped them with a tissue and gave her a kiss on the head. He tilted her face to look at his.
Please forgive me for upsetting you.
She swallowed. After a moment, she nodded. Then all at once, something took over her. She began to spill every secret, every trick her father had taught her. She had always imagined it to feel like a weight off her shoulders, but instead, it felt like nothing. In fact, she didn't even feel like she was speaking. It was someone else in her body, using her voice, telling her story. The men stared, first at her, then each other. Neither was sure of what to do next. Benjamin felt his heart pumping quickly. His blood was boiling. How could someone hurt such a beautiful, sweet girl like Giselle? He recalled how he had hurt her on her very first night, and felt remorse so strong it made his chest hurt. He had done the very thing she had been most afraid of. Cadence was dumbfounded. He could not imagine anyone being able to harm his little slave. She was so slender and elegant. Who would want to abuse a lovely, tender beauty like her? How could he not have seen it? He had met with the father. He had asked all the right questions and seen the documents. How could he not tell that he was looking into the eyes of a despicable monster? Cadence's stomach churned at the thought.
What are you going to do with me?
Giselle asked. The fear was evident in her eyes. To her husbands, it was a strange question. They never intended to send her back home, and now the thought would forever be off limits.
We're going to keep you safe here, Cadence answered. What happened in the past does not change how valuable you are to both of us,
Benjamin said.
But it does change how we will interact with you sexually. There's no getting around that.
His brother nodded.
For now, you need to rest. Where would you like to sleep, Giselle? May I please sleep in my room?
She asked, sounding like a small wounded animal.
With both of you.
Chapter 06.
The smell of cigarette smoke wafted in the air around him. He sat in the small wooden chair at the kitchen table. From there, he could see the little specks of dust illuminated by the light from the dirty window. It was a dingy little room. Outside, he heard sirens blaring and put his cigarette out on the table. There was a jolty feeling in his fingers. He tapped the wooden table insistently. What had he been thinking? There was the pop of a gun outside. He sat back in his chair and stared at the half-empty bag on the table. A waste, he thought. With a sigh, he scooped out some of the fine crystals and melted them into a brownish sludge. The feeling that came next was his favorite. Not the initial hit, but the feeling right before. The anticipation. It was enough to drive him mad. In just a moment, the chemicals would find their way quickly through his veins, giving him the high that he craved. He savored the image of Giselle. His daughter came to him like a phantom, beautiful yet untouchable. He had been a fool. He was running out, and now he had no way to make it back. He had given away his only source of income. She had been the only thing that could ease his pain when he needed another hit and couldn't get it. Besides, with those chemicals running through him, it almost felt like fucking his wife again. Of course, he never actually fucked her pussy or her ass. He knew that she would sell for much more if she was a virgin. So he settled for her mouth. Now he would never feel her soft lips again. Those bastards had tricked him. He should have asked for more. Much more. For a moment, he considered asking for her back. Sure, he wouldn't be able to sell her for nearly as much, but he could still rent her out for a decent price. But what leverage did he have to get her back? He could reclaim her, but it had been months since she moved out. The brothers certainly had her sign the documentation which removed all his parental rights. Still, he was determined to find a way to get her back, at whatever cost. The brothers looked at one another for a moment. Although they had planned on sharing their slave, they had not planned on doing it in that way. Cadence nodded, thinking about what Giselle had asked. "Go to your room and we will discuss," Benjamin told her.
"Yes, sir," Giselle replied. As she left the room, her eyes never looked up from the floor. Cadence closed the door.
"She seems to be doing better. I think she would benefit from this." His brother sat down on the couch, his elbows on his knees as he spoke.
"I'm just not sure how that will work. I had planned on us training separately. Our approaches are different, but I think for her we need to try. If we can show her that she can trust both of us, then I think she could be happy here."
"I agree," Benjamin said, his tone still serious. "But we need to hash out some rules," Cadence thought as he nodded his head.
"Time with her."
He paced a little, his voice trailing off.
"It needs to be strictly non-sexual when we are together."
Benjamin looked up.
"We can use that time together to help her to see how valuable she is to both of us.
It would be a perfect time," Benjamin added, "for her to talk about anything that is bothering her, especially since we both will be there."
"I think so. Let's give her Sunday night to herself then. Saturday she can spend with us talking and discussing the week. It can be time where she knows she is allowed to speak without repercussions or punishments. I think that would help her to trust us more."
"Yeah," Benjamin said. "How could we not know about her father?" To this, Cadence was very quiet. His brother, noticing the expression on his face, stood up.
"You knew?"
"I guessed.
You should have told me."
"I did tell you.
I told you to be careful with her."
"That's not the same thing, Cadence.
You know that."
"All right." Cadence relented.
"I should have told you. But right now, we need to take care of her. Her father hurt her. She needs to know that isn't our intention too."
Benjamin was angry with how Cadence said it, but he knew he was right. He often was. Still, Benjamin knew that he needed to find a way for himself to teach Giselle about punishment without hurting her in the way that her father had. When the men opened Giselle's door, they saw her at the window. Her elegant frame turned to face them. They could see immediately that she had been crying. She walked over to them without saying a word and knelt.
"Please don't be angry with me for asking you both to come here. I shouldn't have tried to tell you what to do. I didn't mean to be disrespectful to you."
The men glanced at each other, then back at their wife. Cadence bent down to look her in the eyes.
"Don't cry, sweet girl. You aren't in any trouble."
Benjamin picked her up and carried her to the bed. Cadence pulled back the covers and stroked her hair gently.
"You're a very good girl, and Benjamin and I would like to tell you about some new rules. Every Saturday you will spend the night with both of us,"
Benjamin began, sounding stern but somehow kind.
"This will be your time to speak freely. That means you can say whatever you like, free of consequences. We would both like for you to tell us if something has been bothering you. Then on Sunday, as a reward for your honesty, you may have the night to yourself. Does that sound good, sweetheart?"
Cadence asked as he stroked her cheek. Giselle nodded.
"Thank you, sir.
Additionally, when we are both with you, it will not be for training, so there will be nothing sexual going on," Cadence added quickly. "We don't want you to think that's all we care about." Giselle was so confused by how they were talking to her. She didn't know what to think. Maybe it was a trap. Maybe they were just setting her up to say what she felt, and they would punish her anyway. Still, she moved to the center of the big bed. Benjamin laid down on one side of the bed and wrapped his body around hers. Giselle reached out a free hand to hold Cadence's.
"How would you like for me to read to you while Benjamin holds you? Would that help you to fall asleep?"
Cadence asked kindly.
"Yes, sir,"
Giselle said. His kindness tonight made her feel strange, like there was an ache inside her. It was an odd, guilty feeling that she had not ever recalled having experienced until just now. She started to doze, the feeling of Benjamin's warm body beside her own. The feeling of his hand gently rubbing her back as she laid on her stomach. Cadence held her hand as he read. Somehow, she felt incredibly comfortable with them there, protecting her on either side. In the night she woke with a start. Her breathing was fast and shallow. She wiped away some tears as she desperately tried to calm herself before she woke up either husband. It was almost impossible. This was why she hated to talk about her father, why she buried the memories down, deep inside of her. Without thinking, she pressed her head against Benjamin's chest, grabbing onto his shirt as she cried quietly.
"Giselle," he croaked sleepily.
"What's the matter?" Her big watery eyes looked up at him.
"Was it a bad dream?"
She nodded. As Benjamin pulled her close, he stroked her hair and told her that she was safe. He tried to remind her that it was only a dream. But it had been much more than a dream to Giselle. There were memories, resurfacing. They were bubbling up from that place deep inside her.
"Was it about what we talked about earlier? Do you feel uncomfortable with us both here?"
Giselle shook her head.
"No, it's not that. Is it?"
He hesitated, unsure if asking would make things worse. His brother was so much better at these sorts of things.
"Is it about your past?"
A fresh set of tears trickled down her rosy cheeks. She nodded silently.
"I am so sorry, Giselle."
His tone became firm, almost threatening.
"That will never happen again. Now, go back to sleep, princess."
She blinked at the word. He had never called her that before. Giselle tried to obey. She closed her eyes and tried to relax as she felt his hand rubbing her back gently. Soon, her eyelids grew heavy again and her breathing became slow and steady. Benjamin stayed awake a moment longer, looking at his wife. She truly was beautiful. She was a treasure to him, pure and in need of protection. His pulse quickened as the thought of her father came to mind. Benjamin smirked. Oh, the ways in which he planned to make him suffer. He was going to enjoy that. But the first thing would be to get Giselle to sign the document and promise to stay. If she left, he knew he could not protect her.
Chapter 07
Sir? Giselle said softly, her big eyes looking up at Cadence with a pouty expression. May I speak?
Of course.
What is it that you need, my slave? His hand stroked her cheek gently as he set down his fork and turned slightly to look at her. Her body was gorgeous. The sight of her soft, supple curves of her breasts and hips taunted him. How sweet she smelled. He couldn't wait to taste her soon. She had been so much more receptive to his touches since they had all spent the night together. Now he planned to show her pleasure, as she had never dreamed. Her eyes flashed down nervously.
Sir, will I?
Her voice trailed off, but she brought her head back up before she could lose the nerve again. She had to ask. Her heart thumped wildly in her chest. She prayed that he would not become angry with her.
Sir, please. Will I ever be able to leave here?
Not to the gardens, but into town. Cadence shot a look at his brother. What a fool he had been to think that she would give up her dream of leaving so easily. Just because they had all slept peacefully together in her bed did not mean that she had changed. Still, he thought he had noticed her become at least a little more receptive.
I was very clear yesterday, Giselle.
Cadence said. The anger in his voice was palpable. He reached down and gripped her chin hard, looking her in the eye with fury and something else that resembled pain.
Your time to ask freely was then.
Not now. He let her chin go, and she watched silently as his expression shifted. The corner of his mouth turned upward in a mischievous smirk. Candace inhaled sharply.
However, since you are still learning, perhaps I could make an exception. Is that what you want?
Both Giselle and Benjamin looked surprised. Giselle stammered, unsure about his change in mood.
I was never allowed to leave my home before, sir. Please, sir, I do not wish to leave alone. I only want to see the city for myself.
Very well, Cadence said, shooting another hard glance at Benjamin. If she wanted to see the city, perhaps she should. She clearly did not know what she was being protected from. Maybe this would help her. His expression changed once more, this time blank and resigned.
Have her ready to leave in 20 minutes.
With that, Cadence left the room. Giselle eyed Benjamin in awe. She smiled. Suddenly, she noticed how his expression did not mirror her own. Instead, his face looked sad. This worried her greatly. She crawled to the brother.
Sir?
Don't speak, Benjamin said.
Just. Not another word. Go to my room.
She did exactly as she was told. When he came upstairs, she was sitting on his couch. He still said nothing to her. He walked immediately into the closet. Giselle could feel herself getting more and more nervous.
What had she done? Why was he not speaking?
He had warned her not to leave. What was out there? What was he hiding? Finally, Benjamin came out holding a metal chastity belt. And some other items.
Stan,
Benjamin ordered.
Take off your clothes.
Giselle took a shaky hand and brought it to the hem of her translucent nightgown, pulling it up over her head. Her breasts and shaved pussy were now on display for Benjamin. He eyed her hungrily. Without a word, he stepped towards her and set the chastity belt on the couch. Before Giselle could move, she felt his lips pressed against hers. Electricity shot through her. She felt his mouth open slightly, enough for him to gently bite her lip. Then he pulled back.
Get that on.
His tone was gruff. It reminded her of the first day she had been alone with him. The old memory flooded back to her, and she scrambled to put on the belt. The metal felt cold against her skin. It was nothing like the chastity belt her father had forced her to wear. The one that Benjamin gave her seemed to fit correctly. She felt the lock click tightly in place. It would be impossible for her to take it off. Chastity belts. Giselle had recognized it immediately. But she had never seen any like the sort she'd just been given. This metal seemed smooth. She could tell that there was even some type of padding in between the skin so that the metal would not become painful to wear. In addition to the belt, he had her wear a collar. It was heavy and metallic like the belt. The leash that he attached was made of a sturdy chain.
Kneel down at my feet, Giselle,
Benjamin said. His tone was softer now as he took a seat on the couch. He started to brush her hair. She could feel that he was putting it into a braid.
You are going to see a lot of things outside that may scare you. I want you to know that as long as you are with us, you will be safe. You will not leave our side.
For any reason, Giselle.
Is that absolutely clear?
Yes, sir.
I promise to stay beside you.
Giselle turned to look back at Benjamin, but he jerked her head back so that he could continue the braid. For a long time, he did not speak. Benjamin stood beside Giselle as they waited for Cadence. Giselle fidgeted. She could feel the excitement bubbling up inside her, despite the brothers' attitudes. Finally, she would be able to see the world for herself. Even if it was with two owners, she was getting to go outside. Cadence appeared wearing a sleek suit and tie. He walked towards Giselle and grabbed her by the chin.
I trust that Benjamin explained everything. There will be no talking from you. Is that clear?
Giselle felt a chill run through her whole body. The way Cadence looked at her made her feel nervous and shaky. Her resolve to leave seemed to strengthen. If she could find a way to escape tonight, she would do it. The heavy doors opened. Giselle held her breath. She could feel Benjamin grab onto her leash. The chain was pulled taut, forcing her to stay close to his side, just as she had promised. A pang of guilt struck her. She thought of the promise she had made him. But what good was a promise when you had no real say in the matter? She was determined to be free, and if breaking a promise was the only way, then she would do it. The night air was chilly against her bare skin. Benjamin had instructed her to wear nothing but her chastity belt and collar. He led her down the long driveway. It was a U-shaped path. A black car came to pick up the three of them. While Benjamin helped Giselle into the vehicle, Cadence gave the driver instructions. Giselle could not keep her eyes off the sights before her. Bright, shining lights in all sorts of colors were bursting out from the black night sky. She could see the lights from other cars as they drove quickly down a large stretch of highway.
"Let's take this exit," Cadence said.
When they drove down the road, Giselle could see that the streets were dirty and old. The walls were dirty and covered with graffiti. Even from a distance, she could tell that paint was chipping and flaking, exposing the brick wall underneath.
"We should at least walk around before we get to the club," Cadence said.
His brother nodded silently as he pet Giselle's head softly. He planted a small kiss on her forehead.
"Just obey when we get out," he said softly but firmly in her ear.
When the door opened, Giselle noticed the smell. A mixture of gas and sewage hung in the air. She felt the leash pulling her forward. Benjamin walked in front of her, Candace behind. As Giselle walked, she looked around, trying to take in as much as she could. The streets were made of stone, and there were light posts every few meters. She could see some figures ahead. The streets were bustling. Giselle was awestruck by just how tall the buildings were. The neon lights from signs above cast their glow on her skin, turning her all shades of purple and blue and pink. She smiled, looking at her hands underneath the lights. Suddenly, she felt a sharp tug on her leash, pulling her back to reality.
"This isn't a fucking playground, Giselle.
You will stay by my side, or I swear I'll tear that tight little ass of yours in two." Benjamin spoke roughly in her ear as he grabbed her ass, reminding her of what would happen if she disobeyed him. Could she not see the way men were looking at her? The way that they were thinking about her? If he let his guard down, they could easily grab her. His wife could be gone. He'd have no way of knowing where she was after that. The roughness in his voice startled her, set her on edge. For the rest of the walk, she made sure to stay just behind him. She had begun to see him as kinder, softer than that when they first met. Today it was as if they were back on square one. He spoke to her like an animal, a pet. No, she was wrong to think that there was kindness in him after all. He would use her, same as anyone else. The thought brought a sick feeling to her stomach. Suddenly she ached to be back home. She wanted to curl up in bed and sleep. No. Now was the perfect time to run. If there was any time to run, this had to have been it. Just then, they arrived at a large wooden door with antlers and a brass knocker. When Benjamin knocked, a short, burly man answered. Benjamin showed the man three cards and then the man gestured for the three of them to enter. The room inside was warm. The nasty smell had faded and was replaced by the smell of flowers and candles. Overwhelmed, Giselle paused, only taking a step when Benjamin tugged softly on her chain. When she caught a glimpse at him, she could have sworn that he was smiling. As they walked down the hallway and entered the first room, Giselle gasped. In front of her lay a mass of women. They were strewn about the floor and couches, their bodies entangled as they continued to lick one another. The women were all wearing ears that made them look like animals. Some appeared to be kittens, bunnies, or foxes. They had tails as well. The room was lit with unnatural colors. Hues of pink, purple, and blue danced over the crowds. The sounds of moaning filled the air. It was strange, but the girls seemed to be happy. They were smiling and clearly enjoying the attention they were receiving. Giselle looked at them for a moment, blushing. But Benjamin pulled her along to the next room. There was a similar environment in there. There were girls in leashes like her own, crawling around on the floor. However, these girls were not interacting with one another. Instead, they seemed solely focused on the men who were holding their leashes. Cadence stuck a hand out, preventing Benjamin from going inside. "Let's let her watch for a few moments before going in," he said as his brother agreed. Giselle saw that the men were all dressed in fine clothing. The girls only wore shiny metal bands. She was surprised to see that there was not a single bruise on any of the women there. In fact, the men were not being violent at all. She noticed quite the opposite. Suddenly, her attention was drawn to the corner of the room. One of the women was being taken out of their belts and being tied to a large wooden X. Unsure about what would happen next, Giselle didn't dare look away. The man spoke to her as he fastened her wrists to the wood. She wished she could hear what he was saying. But she could tell that the woman was smiling. It was a curious sight. The brothers watched their slave wife as she waited to see what would unfold. Cadence hoped that she would find it pleasurable to watch. The man stood close to the woman after making sure she was secure. Giselle's breath hitched as she heard the woman begin to moan. The man had placed his hand on her and began to move his fingers slowly. Blushing, Giselle looked away. But Benjamin turned her head back to face the show. "Watch, Giselle," Cadence ordered. Benjamin leaned closer to his wife. "Do you see what that man is doing?" Giselle nodded without looking away. "Do you think that you would enjoy that?" Benjamin asked, bringing her chin to gaze up at him. Giselle did not nod or shake her head. She wasn't quite sure what was happening. She certainly wasn't sure that she wanted it to happen to her. It did look fun somehow, but she wasn't sure about doing it in front of so many people. Cadence grabbed the chain from Benjamin. "Time to go in. Come along, Giselle." Benjamin followed behind now, able to view his wife's gorgeous ass as she crawled into the room. The floor was made of a shiny hardwood, and he made a note to check Giselle's knees every so often to make sure they would not be bruised. The place was overwhelming to Giselle. The room was now filled with moaning and gagging sounds. Everywhere she turned, there seemed to be another young woman choking on a large cock. Giselle looked up her masters, pleadingly. She couldn't help but feel confused. She watched as Cadence took a seat in a comfortable armchair. He pulled her chain. "Kneel down at my feet." The way he spoke to her was gentler now than it had been at the house. She wondered what had changed his mind and then supposed that it was because of what he meant to do to her in this room of debauchery. When she did so, he told her to place her hands on the ground. Once in the proper position, Cadence placed his feet on top of his slave, using her as a human footrest. He pulled the chain again, harder this time. "I want you to look around this room. Spend a good amount of time taking it in." Giselle said nothing. She did exactly as she was told. She saw that a young woman, wearing a strange, transparent dress, was giving her owners drinks. She did not speak to Giselle. In fact, the woman didn't seem to notice any of the other slaves. As her owner sat and drank, Giselle looked about. There was a small blonde woman pinned against the wall. The man was holding her by the hair and shoving himself into her roughly. Her attention was drawn away from the pair when she heard a scream. It came from a woman on a nearby table. She was bound in thick rope, her arms pinned to her sides, but her legs were spread apart in a sort of split. There was a man kneeling between them. Giselle could see that he was putting his mouth against her. He was kissing her. She watched as his tongue flicked and licked at her sensitive area. Suddenly, Giselle began to feel hot. She could feel her own spot becoming tender, throbbing more as she took in her surroundings. She squirmed. But she was unable to make the feeling go away. She continued to hear the sound of the woman. But looking at the man on his knees only made Giselle feel more strange. She couldn't help but wonder at what it must feel like. She imagined, for just a moment, what it would be like to have Benjamin touch her in that way. The thought made her blush furiously. She closed her eyes. Certainly, he would not want to do something like that, she told herself. Suddenly, she felt her owner tugging at the chain. Feet removed themselves from their place on her back. She was being pulled along, tearing the room even more. She gasped at the sight of women losing themselves in orgasms. The throbbing between her legs proved that she desperately wished to know what they were feeling. "Is my slave enjoying herself?" Cadence teased. Giselle blushed furiously at the comment and turned her head aside. Why had he taken her there? To make fun of her? To show her how good she could feel, only to deny her? Surely that was why Benjamin had insisted on the chastity belt. "What is it, Giselle?" Cadence said, bending over. "Are you jealous of those girls? You were asked a question, Giselle," Benjamin said, pulling the leash to force her to look up. "Stop being so petulant. Please, sir, forgive me." Giselle turned to Cadence. She spoke in barely a whisper. "Sir, please don't be upset with me. I—" Cadence blinked, seeing that his slave was distressed. He touched her cheek softly. "What is it?" Giselle swallowed. "I am jealous, sir. But I—" She stopped again, her voice barely above a whisper, her eyes downcast. "I want to know what they are feeling." Cadence smiled, kissing his slave softly. His lips pressed against hers. The taste of her skin was intoxicating. Slowly, he let his tongue play with hers until he heard a very soft moan escape her lips. He pulled back and spoke. "You will have plenty of time to find out," he whispered, gently nibbling on her ear before kissing her cheek. "For now, watch." Benjamin took her by the leash to another corner of the room. Cadence followed, taking a seat beside the two. Giselle looked up at them both. They looked so at ease in this place, sipping drinks provided to them by the pretty naked young lady. She watched as her elegant figure moved from sofa to sofa offering drinks to other men. Her blonde hair was pulled back into a sleek ponytail. Her eyes sparkled with joy. The women in the room all seemed to radiate the same glow. It struck Giselle that these women, presumably other slaves, were not miserable at all. Instead, they were ecstatic. "Come, Giselle, sit on my lap," Benjamin ordered, pulling his wife from her thoughts. She crawled towards him and he lifted her into place. He stroked her arm gently, planting a few light kisses on her neck. "Look over there," he said against her ear. There she saw another woman tied to a large X. The man before her was securing her wrists and ankles. He teased her, relentlessly stroking her clit and then removing his hand. The woman begged, but the man laughed, shook his head. By the way that Benjamin was kissing her neck, and the bulge growing in his pants, Giselle knew exactly what was in store for her. Her breath itched as the man finally gave in, allowing his victim to feel the sweet release she begged for. Giselle's heart beat quickly at the sight. It was an overwhelming feeling. She imagined that the woman felt a type of bliss she had never known. She yearned to know what it was like. When the scene had been completed, Cadence decided that it was time to go to another room. Benjamin looked at him curiously, but followed suit, getting up at leading Giselle down various hallways. "Giselle, come here and look at this." Cadence— Benjamin knew too late what his brother was doing, the bastard. He was going to push too far to prove his point. "Giselle now," Cadence snapped. Hesitantly, Giselle walked to where her master stood. The large open doorway allowed her to see the entire room without stepping a foot inside. There was large wooden stocks and heavy ropes. Giselle felt her heart pumping faster. She wanted to run. He gestured to a young woman being tied up, her wrists bound overhead, feet spread by an iron bar of sorts. Giselle looked back at Benjamin, a worried expression on her face. Cadence grabbed her chin and forced her to turn back. He kept a firm hold of her as he forced her to watch the women be fucked from the behind. The man who claimed her was not gentle. His fingers were pressing hard into her skin. He moved a hand to her neck. Giselle shut her eyes quickly. Cadence saw his slave's expression.
Open your eyes, Giselle. You know better than to disobey.
I'm sorry, sir. Her eyes tried desperately to look at the floor and not the display before her.
Don't tell me you're sorry,
he said. His expression gave her no sense of comfort as he jerked her head to look up from the ground.
Do as you're told. You know where they get those women, Giselle?
His slave was silent. He noticed the tears forming in the corner of her eyes.
She's seen enough, Cadence,
Benjamin said, stepping in between the two and wrapping an arm around his wife. He stroked her arm gently.
It's time to go home.
This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.